The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Kuf Chaf Chesam and Alf has a Shaila. Lo Yirabu Behemah Lechem Amar Shetei Asa Yad LeEver. And the Gemara says it's Teku. So the Shaila is, do we say that the Behemah could be a Yad to be Maver Tuma to the Ever? So Rashi's Maz with the Shaila, we're talking about an Ever which is Mekabel Tuma, but the Behemah itself is not Mekabel Tuma, because Behemah is not Mekabel Tuma Mechayim. But could we say that the Behemah is able to, even though it's not Mekabel Tuma, it could serve as a Yad to bring the Tuma to the Ever? Talking about the Ever Hamdodol. Or do we say that since Bali Chaim are not Mekabel Tuma Mechayim, therefore it can't even become a Yad? That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. So Taisus has a Kasha and Rashi says, Tema my can be Baile. Imashim de Behem Lechay la bas Kabili Tuma, he called Yad Shabaila Namla Mekabel Tuma, Elishamachnis is a Metsias Tuma. What's the Shiloh of the Gemara? Why would you think that because it's not Mekabel Tuma Mechayim, it can't be a Yad? Every Yad can't be Mekabel Tuma, it's not an Eichel, but that's good for the Chiddush of Yad. If it's Mechubber to the Eichel, it gets a din of a davar that could be maver tuma. So we're din over here because it's mechuber, it should be maver tuma, even though it itself is not mekabel tuma mechayim. So Taisus answers, "V'yasham adalei dami l'shar yadis." The ma'adal mekabel tuma mishum she'en an eichel. Other yadis are different because the reason why they're not mekabel tuma is because they're not an eichel. But balichayim ki nami have an eichel ki gam bebekul ikam andam beg beima maksha dalei mekabel tuma. So the Taisa says that it's not the same because by Yadis, the reason why it's not Mekabel Tumah is because it's not an Eichel. Meshechin over here, even if it is an Eichel, like a Ben Pakur that doesn't need Shechita, still there's a Mandarman that says it's not Mekabel Tumah, like we say in Behemah Mekasha. So therefore, maybe this is hard to say that it should be Mufka from the Din of Yadis. So what's the beer and what Taisa is saying? What does it mean that it's different than regular Yadis because it's not Mekabel Tumah, even if it's an Eichel? So I think that from here is a raya to a Chakir, the Biskrov. The Biskrov in the beginning of the second paragraph of Svachim declares, what's the pshat in this din of Behemah is not Mekabel Tumah Mechayim? Is it the pshat that it's just because it's not an Eichel, because Kozman is not Nishchat, doesn't have a Shem Eichel, so therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah? Or is it more than that? It's not just because it's not an Eichel, but there's a Hafkad, there's a din Be'etzem, that the Tayyar is Mefkia a Baal Chai from being Mekabel Tumah because it's Chai, not because it's not an Eichel, but Be'etzem being a Baal Chai is mafkiyat from Kabbalah Satoma. So L'chayra, that is what Tais is coming up with in his terrace over here, that the reason why Behemah is not Kabbalah Satoma, Mechayim, is not because it's not an Eichel, because then Avada would be a Yad, so a Gar from other Yadis. But there's a Din Be'atzim that's Mufka from Tuma. The fact that it's Chai is mafkiyat from Tuma, and being that it's mafkiyat from Tuma, this is hard to say that it can't even become a Yad, because a Yad could only override the Din Eichel. If it's Mechubber to Eichel, we give it a Din Eichel, even though it's not an Eichel. But if it's Be'atzim Mufka from Tuma, because of this Din Baal Chai, then maybe that would not override the Din of Yad. And therefore it wouldn't be able to serve as the Yad. And then I saw that in the Piskop of the Itaka brings this riot. The end of his shtickle, he's talking with sign to this Taisus, and he says that from Taisus and Mavur, it's not just a din of not being an Eichel, but there's some type of din Be'etzim that Balichayim are not Mekabel Tumah Mechayim.